Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight. Remember, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. And I wanted to remind everybody of something. I get a lot of calls, get a lot of messages, get a lot of instant messages asking whether or not Dr. Allen is retired. Dr. Allen's semi-retired, but she spends a great deal of time doing phone appointments. She does everything from LifeScript to the tools, my goodness, Dreams, and high buy letters, all of those things via the phone. And her appointments start at 15 minutes. They go up for as long as you need. Scripting phone appointment is generally an hour or maybe a little more. I highly recommend that you look into it. You can go to send an email, info@drpatallen.com, and that's the best way to make an appointment to do that. Reach out to Stu. And you can also go through www.drpatallen.com to find that email address. info@drpatallen.com. Speaking of which, Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
I'm glad and I'm looking forward to serving.
All right. Well, our wonderful Ronan at our switchboard tells me that we might be ready for calls. And are you ready for calls, Dr. Allen?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. Yeah. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, my God. Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
I am single. I am divorced. And, you know, I don't know that I want a relationship. I don't want to get married again. I want to be, I know the thing is you say later paid, and I think I want to be paid. You know, I want to adopt and kind of raise a kid on my own, and I want to know how to do that and maybe date and have a good life without having the need to feel like I want to get married. I feel like it goes against everything that you say and that you give advice on, but I've been married a couple times and I didn't enjoy it. I don't feel like I do it right.
Do you want to be a foster parent?
Yes. Yes, I do. I want to experience
mother. Well, go to social services and take the classes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about a year away. I'm not ready at this exact moment, but I would like to have partners in my life and date and have fun, but I don't want to have the need. I don't feel the need to get married. I don't feel the
All
need
right.
to be
Do you
a
want to
girlfriend.
Mate? Do you want to be in a sexual relationship?
Yes, I think that would be fun. Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 47.
47 years old. You're mm-hmm. not menopausal yet. Is that true or not?
It is true, yes.
So do you understand that the problem with having sex when you're 47 years old, which is not old enough to be off your estrogen, and it's not young enough to be on your estrogen that much. So do you understand nature has a very cunning way of causing women premenopausal to bond to oxytocin, which is a chemical which glues you to the person that stimulated the production of oxytocin.
Yeah.
Now, do you know how long it takes to get over an oxytocin addiction? How long?
Oh, quite a while.
2 years.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't see myself getting attached.
In other words, I'll tell you the secret.
Yes.
The best time not to want to get married is when you're postmenopausal and you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's called cougars.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm headed there. I'm headed right over there. So I'm.
I know that, but you're not there. What I'm saying is, are you wanting to be singular with a man, or do you want multiple? Do you want to be polyamorous or mono?
Yes. Poly would be better. Poly is better for me.
You wanted to be poly. Okay.
Yes.
And so would you be willing to stand up and be counted when it comes to intercourse? I really don't mind the affection of everything but intercourse, which is holding, hugging, you know, giving him hand jobs, him going down on you.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I understand what you're saying.
I think you're surprised I'm speaking scientifically on radio, is that correct?
Yes, you caught me off guard.
I am a scientist.
Yes,
only
ma'am.
My science. I'm certified in sexuality. Have
yes.
you ever read my book, Getting to I Do?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'm actually reading the advice to the young wife by the mistress. I may be reading that right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. By Drury. That book is by Drury. Have you read my summary book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe?
No, not yet.
That's my latest book published by Hay House.
I will.
And
yeah, I love Hay House.
It's about, I want to give a little description. You might call it a commercial, but I call it a sharing.
Okay.
You know, men, especially when they're youngish, you know, before periandropause, that's their menopause term, they are very much into buying, selling, owning, whatever. What are the two biggest dopamine producers? Sex and money.
Right. Yes.
Therefore, those are the two. Men like sex and they like money, but they don't particularly want to get married unless it's to a woman that can add to their finances and share sexually without wanting. You sound like you would be a great cougar.
Yes, I think I would be.
Are you hunting like a cougar?
Not yet. I will be soon.
Smile. Are you doing it masculine speaking first or feminine?
I live on the masculine side. I'm a woman on the outside, but I am a masculine on the inside. I've always been that way. I think it's being raised by a single mother.
Wait a minute, that's normal. A woman's soul is called the animus.
Right.
Her body is a yin body. It's built to receive. A man has a yang body, but a very sensitive yin soul. In fact, Carl Jung's wife wrote a book called The Anima and Animus.
I'll have to check that out.
Carl was not that interested in it. What?
I will check that out.
But I want you to look at my book.
I will.
Which is called It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And that goes back. It literally describes how to be an I individual, how to be a couple, and how to be a family, grandparents, kids, husbands, wives, whatever. I, we, and us. So, if I were you, I would read not only the books you mentioned, but my last summary book.
Okay.
Because I think it will cover some of the things you're talking about. All I'm admonishing you is remember that you're bondable still. And that can take a lot of time while you're sitting on the shelf between bondables.
Well, let me ask you a question. At what age would I not be bondable? You said after menopause, after menopause?
After menopause. After menopause. Okay. I would say 55 up.
Can I ask you another question? You're a scientist.
You can ask. Yes, go.
I have not had a period in a menstrual cycle in about 4 months. And so I don't know if I think I might be on the way.
You might be menopausal. Yeah. You might be menopausal.
Okay.
If that's the case, then you will come under the effect of testosterone and progesterone. And you, my dear sir, will be a man more than you are a woman.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Now, what will be the effect of that? Well, one of the things about men, whether they're, we're all both men and women, is that they're territorial.
Mm-hmm.
And that's jealousy. So are you prepared to share your man with other cougars?
Yes, I am. I don't feel that ownership. At least now, I don't feel that. I don't want to live in that. I don't want to live with that chaos and drama.
I totally appreciate that.
Yes.
Therefore, I would recommend polyamorous twosomes. That
okay,
you never,
I can do
ever
that.
Have one man. When I work with gay people or I work with polyamorous people, they have one sex or one partner for the male side of them, which is a very feminine, controllable person, and they have one person very susceptible to the masculine side, and they want to be controlling.
Yeah.
So do you want to be masculine first? Who gets to pick the mate?
I think the masculine would.
Okay, masculine, so you're going to go after a sexy, cute, man or woman or both?
Well, both. Eventually both, but probably the man first. So probably
okay,
a cute...
Okay, so you're poly... You're bisexual.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you can pick a man for one part of you and a woman for another part of you.
Mm-hmm.
But remember... In my book, A Man's World, Woman's Universe, it has detailed training for using my tools.
Okay. Okay.
So you can study both ways of communicating.
Right. I like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I can. Yes. Thank you. Oh, by the way, as far as me wanting to foster and eventually adopt, do you have any advice for me? Is that I've never had children. I've never been pregnant. I don't think I can get pregnant. I've tried before. But do you have any advice for someone like me who would be on my own the very first time, you know, getting in this world of adoption and fostering?
Do you want to be a mother and a father?
Yes, I do want to experience motherhood. I want to experience that, yes. Yes.
Do you want to birth the child with your body or simply donate some eggs and pick a sperm donor and create a body in another woman's body? It's a rent-a-womb room.
Right. Wow. You know, I've never thought about that. I've only thought...
what do you think you're talking to me about?
Well, I thought I was looking into more like fostering like an older child. I don't know that I would even want a baby.
I already mentioned the foster. I sent you to social welfare.
Yes.
Foster.
They will tell you
where you can go. You have to get certified as a foster parent.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I will definitely do that.
So do it.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, ma'am.
So you don't necessarily want to birth a child?
No.
All right.
I don't.
Go be a foster child, foster parent.
Yeah. I think that suits me well. Thank you so much for your incredible...
Have you ever thought of being with Boys and Girls Clubs?
Yes, I have. I was in Big Brothers, Big Sisters as a child, and I was in Big Brothers, Big Sisters as an adult, and I work with nonprofits with girls in my state. There's a place where I live in Michigan, and there's a place for trafficked and homeless young girls, and I volunteer with them. So I've been around kids a lot. Yes.
Are you by any chance Catholic?
No, I used to be. Not anymore.
It sounds like at one time you wanted to be a nun.
Oh, I don't know about that. No, I went to Catholic school at one point, and the nuns scared me, and they I used to cry in the bathroom. I was afraid of them. So no.
Oh, I see. Well, it just sounds like that you're built to be non-married.
Yeah.
And to care for children.
Yes.
So I just I'm Catholic, and
okay.
I hear the sound of I want to serve God and His kids, which is nice.
Yes.
So
I love
poking around in your psyche.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
and you have
of course.
A lot of things to investigate, but you sound like you're on the way. So why don't you just get on the way and let
I
your
know.
Male and your female have a life?
I will. I will. Thank you.
Good.
I feel like you just gave me permission. And I feel
did.
Like I needed that. I thank you.
Okay, you did.
Thank you, ma'am.
You did. You, apparently you respect me in my scientific ways.
Oh my gosh. I tremendously. Tremendously.
All right. Well, then I'm giving you permission to be a creative, ambisexual, bisexual human being.
Yeah.
As long as you remember, nature wants your body to stay with your impregnator.
Mm.
And that's an addiction.
Is that what you call sexual addiction?
Yes, because it very often keeps you with people you don't want.
Mm. Well, I've not had that issue. I've been celibate for about 5 years. Well, I'm just warning you. I will.
Okay.
I will heed your advice, ma'am. Yes, thank you so very much.
Good. Okay.
Have a nice
thank
night.
You, Carla.
Let us know how you're doing.
We hope you'll update us.
I will. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Good luck.
Bye-bye. That was
I can
pretty
see
amazing.
People on the other end of the radio falling over, going, "Oh my God!"
All right, everybody.
We have someone?
Oh yes, we do have more calls coming, and our wonderful Rona at Switchboard is always working hard, getting us going on this kind of a thing. So here we go.
All righty.
Let's see. Okay. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, this is Michelle, and I can't
see. Okay. Hey, guys. We're probably going to call you probably
Hello?
From a number you don't want. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi there. Yes, thank you. I do. So
what is it?
I've heard... Pat Allen, I've heard you talk about when, like, this idea of too soon, getting involved with somebody too soon as being a perception. Does that make sense?
No, I want
getting
to
involved
that sentence again.
Okay, like getting involved with somebody too soon, quote unquote, by society's standards. I've heard women come on and ask about that. Like, so I was thinking about that in terms of my situation.
And I just wanted to ask you. What is your situation?
So I am really excited because I have been using your tools to find a man, and I landed one, and I'm now a girlfriend in this relationship, which I'm really excited about. And he's very masculine in my opinion of how I've come to understand that, and very giving, protecting, and cherishing. And so I've used your tools, said no to casual sex. And now he's actually not fully divorced yet, but I told him that I would not have sex with him until they're divorced.
Bless fully. You. Bless you. You have
and he was very
yourself a lot of pain, because if yes. men can have two women without changing their financial status, they love it.
Right. Yes, but, you know, it's very soon that it's going to happen, it sounds like. But you know how those things go. Sometimes they take time. So he was agreeable to that and actually appreciative of that. He was like, yes, let's do that. And he said, yeah, that would be fine. And so.
All right. So you have a boyfriend of how long?
So we've been seeing each other for a month.
1 month?
1 month.
Has he had his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina?
No.
Has he asked for it?
Yes, and I've told him he had.
You said, that's what you said at the beginning, I'm not going to do yes. that unless you're monogamous, continuously seeing or talking to me, and long-term. What's your goal? Are you mating or marrying?
Marrying, and he wants to marry me. He has said that.
He wants
so.
To marry.
I've never.
First, you have to want to be
yes.
married. Then you've got to decide what style of marriage. Do you want a convenience, a codependent, or a covenant marriage?
Covenant, and he wants that too. So we've actually
Does he
been talking
to be
a lot
the homemaker
about that.
Or the breadwinner?
The breadwinner, and I would be the homemaker.
And
he's
and
got
you
three kids.
You want to be the homemaker. Have you ever been married
yes.
before?
He had, I have not.
Okay. And so does he have any kids?
He has three kids.
He has three kids
and
with the mother of them?
Yes.
What happened to them? Why aren't they together?
So his ex-wife was basically an alcoholic and an addict, and she ended up running away from
marriage.
Them and... Yeah, she was also physically abusive to him and the kids.
Yeah, well, remember, when a woman uses mind-altering chemicals, does she become feminine or masculine?
Masculine.
She knocks out her feelings and can be a very violent human being.
Yes.
When men use
yes.
mind-altering chemicals, they knock out their logic and become very feeling-centered, emotional, and can be very violent as emotional men. So
right. yes,
you have a man that's been beat up by a sad woman with addictions, right?
Yeah, she definitely used and abused him, it sounds like, for his money.
How has that impacted your relationship with him?
Mostly he talks to me about quite a bit about it, because he's kind of still dealing with that, the ramifications of that. I don't
know
that it's impacted me yet, because I haven't met her.
Are you the boss with him?
No, not at all.
Does he know how to be a gentleman? He's had a bad upbringing with that other lady. Does he know how to be
yes.
a gentleman?
Yes, amazingly, he's very, very much a gentleman.
Okay.
And despite
of all
of
those
things.
Why are you asking me a question? What's going wrong?
Nothing's going wrong. I just wanted to say your tools have worked, but I also do have a question about, because like we have been talking about marriage, and then like he wants me to move in a few months and basically be engaged in a few months. So I was wondering what your take on that was, if it's too soon. Obviously he would be my two stipulations, he'd be divorced and be engaged to him before I moved in. I have a son that's 13 as well as his.
You have a son that's 13?
I do.
Where is his father?
He's absent. We don't have any contact
with
him.
So he doesn't have a father?
He does not.
Will this man be a father to this 13-year-old when he's visiting or being with you?
Yes, he talked about that, and he wants to do that. He's all
he wants to do that, and he has three children. Yes. What are they, boys, girls, or what?
A little 3-year-old girl. He very cherishes her, and then a 7-year-old, and then 11-year-old boys.
He has two girls and a boy?
Yes.
Okay, so
two boys and one girl.
What?
Two boys and one girl.
One girl. And with your boy, there'll be three boys and one girl.
Yes.
Is that okay with you?
It's okay with me. I feel
Is
like
it okay
I've been
with
alone
him?
With my son. With my boyfriend?
Yeah, with your boyfriend. Does he look forward to that?
Yeah, we talk a lot about it. Like, we're very excited about the possibility.
So is there any problem you want to bring up for my opinion?
Well, yeah, people. I'm afraid of people being like, well, that's too soon. You shouldn't move in with somebody after only 3 months.
If you're doing what with
and
this person?
If I move in with him after 3 months.
If you're engaged, no. If you have a ring on your finger and he introduces you as his fiancée, there's nothing wrong with that. I only hold out for don't legally marry till you know him a year.
Right, and I plan on doing that, Pat. I just wanted to know that it was not unacceptable for me to move in with a man within a certain time frame. Okay.
Living with somebody under the protection and the control and the honor of engagement is learning how to make a family before you sign the legal documents.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
And in a relationship, the first 3 months are perfect. Everybody's working at it and doing it. The second three months, the blurbs start happening. And you have to work through them and be sure you remember what I've been advertising and I'm going to do for the rest of this show. Read It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, which really cuts to the chase, gives the tool.
Oh, I read it.
You know, did you see how it tells about how to communicate?
Yes. It's so wonderful, Pat. I love that book.
I love that book, too, because it summarizes
everything I know.
Well, they're all good. I've done six books, so read them all. But I'm just promoting that one for right now because it's my latest. Anyway, I have no problem with you living with somebody you're engaged to who is proud of being engaged to you. And you have a ring finger on the left hand. It doesn't have to have a diamond. It can be a gold band.
Right. Totally. Okay. And I told him that he was asking me about why he wants that, but he was asking me why. And I was just telling him that it's a symbol of our
why you want
attention.
To be what did he ask you?
Oh, why the ring? Why I need to have a ring before I move in?
So that other men know you're taken. So your family knows you're an honorable woman and not a slut.
Right.
And all of the kids watch you people for spiritual growth and development.
Is there anything I should keep in mind as far as the kids and getting them acclimated to that situation? Because it would be a big change for everyone.
Well, just be honorable. Be a family. But don't be a legal family until you've been aware of living. till you know each other a year. Because each season, summer, spring, winter, fall, people change personalities. You may like him because he's a bright and cheery summer, and in the winter, he's a gopher under the couch. Do you know what I'm saying? We have to get used to each other in different seasons.
Yes.
Are you going to be the respected one or cherished? He's going to be the breadwinner. Are you going to quit working and take care of the home?
Yeah, I'm going to take care of the kids in the home.
That's fine. So you're going to have a covenant relationship. Have you ever read my book, Staying Married and Loving It?
I actually have started it. Yeah, I started it. I love it.
Okay. It doesn't sell as well as Getting to I Do. People want to get married. They don't necessarily want to stay married.
Right.
So I've written books for different things. Anyway, anything else you want to ask?
No, that helps me a great deal. I guess I just wanted like acceptance of that and to know that you thought it would be okay if I did that, because I feel good about it.
I feel good about it too. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Wonderful.
But I want engagement to live together.
Yes, we are going to do that for sure.
You're not a live-in girlfriend. That's not an honorable title.
I don't think so either. Thank you so much, Pat. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Call back.
I will, absolutely. Bye.
Good.
All right.
Do we have anyone else, Kelly?
Oh, you know we do, Dr. Allen, and I'm certain that our wonderful Ronan is getting us set up with our next caller. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do.
Awesome.
Kind of complicated, but I have been off and on seeing a man for about 2.5 years.
You're seeing him or he's seeing you? Who's chasing who?
He actually pursued me at the gym. So
very good. Okay. Is he married or single?
He was widowed, but he had a girlfriend before me.
That's fine. That's fine. That's just fine. Okay. So where is it at and why are you calling me?
Well, I'm confused. Ever since, I think what happened was, because I didn't know you at that time, I was attracted to him immediately. And
well, that's chemistry. Chemistry.
We have a lot of that.
His body and its cells trigger memories of your father's body and cells. It's a little like your dad's and a little not like your dad's. If it was too much like your dad's, it would be taboo. If it was nothing like your dad's, it would be an alien. See, nature wants you to make babies that are diverse and not too similar chemically, because that leads to, you know, birth defects. So you'll always have chemistry for somebody who's a little like your father or your mother, depending on if you're a man or a woman, but a little not like your mother and father. Do you see? Too much the same, your bodies won't like each other. Unlike, your bodies won't like each other. So that's what chemistry is.
We have a lot of chemistry. Even after 2.5 years, we still have a lot of chemistry.
That's wonderful.
But
why
I think I started chasing him when I didn't
know. How old are you?
Well, I'm 53. And he's 56.
Look what you're doing. You're going into perimenopause and periandropause. You're going into biochemical body changes, midlife crisis.
Yes. And we had sexual intercourse within a month of knowing each other.
Doesn't matter. Did you have a contract?
We didn't. And I think that's what started our
sex.
Yes, but I fell in love with him. He's never told me he loved me. He's never.
Well,
he's always
have to tell you. Does he get an erection?
Yes, a lot.
Is he loyal to you?
He says he is, but he doesn't take me out on dates. He doesn't make me feel cherished. I have to go to him a lot.
Well, I got news for you. That may not be his style. He may be a couch potato.
Yes, I believe he is.
What makes him 51% valuable to you?
The way he makes me feel.
Well,
then to be with him.
Shut up about the way he doesn't.
And you know what I did, Dr. Pat Allen, just the other day.
It sounds like it's confession. What?
We were intimate. We were about to, he wanted to have sex, and I told him I can't until I have a commitment from you. And
yes,
so,
good.
And so he tried again, and I said, no, I want you so bad, but I can't. And then the next day, he said he friend-zoned me because I gave him an ultimatum, and he doesn't like ultimatums.
Well, gee, most animals don't. It's hard to break a horse, too.
So do you think
what
it's
you're
over,
saying
or?
Is your man has been spoiled by free sex partners. Welcome
mm-hmm.
to America.
Yes.
If women keep giving it away, marriage will never be necessary.
Do you think I did the right thing then?
What did you do?
I backed away from him, and he was very surprised, I think.
Well, how did you back away? You told him, I'm not going to have intercourse. See, everything sexual is taste, touch, smell, see, and hear. Intercourse is when you can make babies, and it's really more like making love than blowjobs or anal sex or vagina. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Intercourse
mm-hmm.
is more like making love or, horrible as it is, raping, which is the opposite of making love. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
So what
yes.
I'm hearing is that you gave him the contract for monogamy, continuity, and longevity. And when did you give that to him?
We've talked about it before, and he doesn't bite. I have, you know, gone back to having sex with him, and then
why
I
have
told
you done
him
that? Why have you done that?
I know. I think because I'm just so bonded to him, and I told him, I said, I think I can't do this anymore because I get so bonded. I go home and I'm confused because
I
don't get why
you
don't want to commit to me.
Do you want to be bonded?
I want to have a commitment.
Darling, you don't want a commitment because you didn't do it.
I know. But like
right.
I said, this last time I did.
Do
and
you
then
want
he...
to risk losing this physical husband? Your body's married to him.
Yes. I feel that.
How old a man is he?
60. He just turned 60.
He is now going into andropause, which means he's going to bond to you.
And do I pursue him now?
What?
Should I pursue him now more so, or do I just lean back and be
what
he wants me?
Why not? He's a woman now, and you're a man.
Okay. Should I apologize for
the four of you? Apologize for what?
For not giving him what he wanted that night, or because I backed away from him?
If he hasn't dumped you, you don't need to apologize. You just say, I'm willing to be your forever lover.
I told him we were
lovers,
and he didn't like that.
What?
He didn't like that. I said, you know what? We are. We're lovers because we don't have
right.
a true commitment. And we don't date like normal couples. We just kind of you know, watch TV, hang out.
Do you have a ring on your ring finger?
No.
But you give him free sex.
Right.
Do you want to be physically married to him? Because technically, he's getting of an age when he's going to bond to you more than you to him.
I asked him if he loved me, and he said he loves me as a person, but he's not madly in love.
I appreciate that. Don't ask questions like that, because each person has his own degree of sexuality. There are people who have sex once a year and are happy.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Sex is everything you taste, touch, smell, see, hear. Don't ask men that. Men don't like talking love. They like doing love.
And he does. He caresses me, kisses me, touches my face, my hair.
Then,
and I feel like
God's
he does love
sake,
me.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I think I messed up.
Why? I don't hear it. I hear you married him like an animal.
Yeah.
You're two bunny rabbits.
Should we just continue, you think, or should I?
Honey, you started it. Why stop it?
Do you think he'll ever marry me, though, in this situation?
Maybe never, but you may never lose him.
Okay.
You gave him an opening, and by taking it away, you're rejecting him.
Okay. And I made a date, kind of date. I said, hey, let's have brunch on Saturday, a friendly brunch. And he agreed. He said, sure.
Sure what?
Sure, let's do it.
Do what?
So I kind of
didn't get.
Oh, I asked him if he would like to meet up and have brunch on Saturday, because we haven't really talked a lot. And he said, sure. So when we do talk, should I mention anything of the relationship, or should I just?
You made a mistake when you got a divorce.
Okay.
That you made a mistake and gave him free sex. But now, in order for you to take it away, you have to reject him.
Okay.
Tell him you want to marry as soon as he can marry you, but you're not willing to lose him because you love him too much.
I do. Okay.
Well, the problem is
he
didn't love
you. What was that?
You didn't love you.
I know. I have a problem with
now
that, I think.
The price you have to pay in order not to lose him totally is to be lovers. Only he doesn't like that. It's too distant. It's not territorial. It's not jealous enough.
Okay.
The book on this is Dangerous Passions by Bus. His name is B-U-S-S, and it's about the positive aspects of jealousy. If a couple is not jealous of one another, they're not in love.
Okay. Yeah, there was a weekend where I tried to move on, and he's like, are you dating? Are you seeing someone?
That's
you're
the
dating.
Jealousy. That's mm-hmm. why... What men say based on your orders is worth nothing. What they ask and say based on their fear of losing you is something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
David Buss also wrote a book about the change in sexuality called The Evolution of Desire. Many countries do not have marriage anymore. And our Western country moral code is going to a very casual level, too.
Yeah. And I don't like it.
So Are you willing to pay for the price you paid? Look, you can either be virtuously prudent and get rid of them and regret it the rest of your life, or you can understand that you married him physically and now you want to divorce him. That may not be able to happen in his world.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to lose him. I don't want anyone else but him. I've tried to move on.
Please act like you want him?
Yes.
Now that you've given away the store, could you possibly take care of it?
Does that
He's
mean just with him?
He's your physical husband. In certain parts of the world where they don't have ministers and governments, people get married by jumping over a broomstick.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is a ceremony for society. You have married each other sexually, and it sounds like you love each other, but now you're going civilized, and you're thinking of routinizing and getting him to sign agreements and stuff when you made the mistake that bombed the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So will you?
But after 2.5 years, he hasn't really made me a part of his life. I feel like he hasn't introduced me to his family. Really, I met his kids.
That's because you have no title.
Yes.
Is that good enough to divorce him?
No.
Well, then don't divorce him. You made a mistake when you gave away the store. Please don't burn it down.
Okay. Thank you, Dr.
Fella. I made a mistake, and I want you to forgive me, and I want you to give me my marriage, even though you think I'm nutty. One day you want him, and then you don't want him.
Yes. Like, I told him I loved him, and I just wanted to hear it. I just wanted to hear that we were committed, and he's very stubborn with that. He won't say it. He says his actions should be clear.
Is your gut telling you he's screwing some other woman?
No, not at all.
Well, then don't believe it.
Okay.
Your feelings will tell you when he's unfaithful.
Yes. Yeah, he told me that whenever I want to see him, he's available. I have still a 16-year-old, so he says you still have
Were you drinking when you gave him the free sex?
Yes.
That's what had the free sex, your booze.
Mm-hmm. It did, because I usually have pretty strong boundaries, and I was so in love with.
You can't have strong boundaries. When a woman drinks, she knocks out her instinctive feelings and does stupid things. When a man drinks, he knocks out his intuitive brilliance for stupid things.
Yes. I could see
that. So pay for what you did and enjoy your marriage. Enjoy your marriage.
Thank you so much. That has given
me a new
site to look at. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Wow, Dr. Allen.
Do we have anybody else?
Oh, you know we do. Hi, Connie. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. And thank you for taking my call.
What is your question?
I want to know. I've called you twice before about this guy I'm dating, and I've been following everything I've learned from you super well. And so he's telling me he's in love with me. I'm the one. He wants to move in together. He wants to get married. And it's only been 3 weeks since we've been in a a committed monogamous relationship.
How long does it take to fall in love? How long?
I would say you would say very short amount of time.
3 minutes.
That's
3 minutes chemistry works. You're sitting in church next to somebody, and you're lubricating, and he's getting a hard-on.
Yeah, that's how we are. We're highly chemically compatible.
Now, if you're sitting in church, you usually will go home. But for 3 days, you'll dream of him, think of him, lust after him, because nature, that's why there are certain religions where the women are upstairs and the men are downstairs. There are certain countries that cause women to wear burqas, because when men see hair, eyes, bodies, they get erections. And in fact, are you Jewish by any chance?
No. Catholic.
Are you Catholic? Okay,
raised
I'm Catholic.
Catholic.
But my
raised
sister-in-law was Catholic. Anyway, do you know one of the side effects of circumcision?
No.
When you take the foreskin off the glans penis, that's the top of the penis, and it rubs against cloth and fibers, it desensitizes it. So our marvelous Judaic law for circumcision is really so that men are more prone to think with the big head, not the little head, because the little head is not being scratched, itched, tickled, or in any way stimulated when the covering is off. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Men are very sexually stimulated.
I once lectured a temple, and I had a temple full of men, and I gave this scientific, statement. Nobody argued with me. Because the glans penis is very sensitive to stimulation, and the covering on the glans penis is to keep it sensitive. But you take it off, and you've got a flaming sensitive responder.
Huh. Well, he's highly aroused often around me, and we haven't had sex yet.
Okay.
And so, I'm in Al-Anon, and I know you've mentioned that. And the people I talk to in Al-Anon, they say, go slow, go slow, go slow.
Wait a minute. I don't want you to go slow. I want you to set boundaries. No penile insertion in your mouth. A lot of people don't think blowjobs are intercourse. They're intercourse, and they're the most generous for men. We have no glands in our mouth.
He goes down on me every time we see each other, but I haven't done any. I haven't had intercourse with him, mouth, vagina, or anus.
But I don't care about affection.
Yeah, we do that. We
so
do that.
Do that.
But I'm just like I'm struggling with when do I
with
have
what?
Sex with them, because when do I have sex with them, because I want to, but
want a promise ring? Do you want to go steady ring?
Well, he's the one talking about wanting to get married. He thinks I'm the one.
Well, then
will he together.
Give you an engagement ring?
I think he probably would if I mention it.
Well, why don't you ask for it? I will have intercourse with you if we're engaged, but I won't marry you till I know you for 1 year. I can live with you engaged. Do you understand?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, are you listening to unlicensed therapists? Namely called friends?
Yes. people in Al-Anon mainly.
They're worth what you pay them.
Yeah. I mean, I that's why I call you, because I trust you.
As a sex addiction specialist. Also, alcoholic specialist. I advise you to either fire me and hire them, or hire me and fire them.
I'm hiring you, and I keep trying to call and do paid for appointments. I've put in the email.
All you got to do is listen to me.
I do, and I so appreciate you being on there. I've listened to so many of your recorded calls.
Good. That's great commercial. So, now tell me, how are you going to handle this touchy situation?
I'm going to say I'd like to be engaged before sex.
What's wrong with that?
Scary. I'm also a little bit, I know he lives between countries. He lives like part-time here and part-time in Argentina. And so I'm,
so what's wrong with that? He has a green card here.
Nothing, but he says he travels a lot and he wants me to travel with him. And I'm like, I'm wondering if the compatibility might be an issue if he needs somebody to travel with him.
Have you got a job that won't allow you to leave work?
And well, yes. And he talks about he'll pay for me.
Well, then why don't you get engaged with the ring and live with him and let him pay for you?
Okay. Sounds like a lot to ask. No, I don't.
Are you president of a company?
No, I'm not.
What do you do for a living?
I don't want to say too much because this is live on the air, but I do a few different odds and end jobs that help. I mean, I always pay.
Are you a CEO in a high-powered company?
No, I don't make a lot of money, but I make more than enough to cover my bills and do a little bit of savings.
But if you go with him and you get married, see, you're either a career woman or a woman with a career. Which are you?
I'm a woman with a career. Definitely not a career woman. I would rather be.
If you get engaged to this human being and you travel with him, will you consider that an investment in your being a woman with a career on the side again when you leave him, if you leave him?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that. And it's just, it feels like a lot soon, but I can.
Wait a minute. He said he'd pay for you.
Yeah.
That's a covenant relationship.
I don't know that he can afford it, but.
I got news for you. If he can't afford it, you're going to get a job, and that was a nice vacation.
That's so easy to think of it that way. That takes all the pressure off.
There's three kinds of marriage. Convenient, that's where you both work, either together or apart. Then there's another one called a codependent. That's usually two people that need each other more than love each other. And then there's a third one, a covenant, in which one person pays the bills and the other person creates the home setting.
That's what I want, and it sounds like what he wants too. He says he wants me to cook.
Well,
and
what is your biggest resistance to wanting to do this? What is it?
My fear that it's like it's all like the actuality of it happening is harder than the vision of it. Like,
you mean you'd rather be lonely and shopping for a husband than with somebody?
No, I think I'm gonna dive in because thanks to you, like I think this is in part why I've been following you and listening to you, and he's responding in ways that you say men would respond at 55 years old.
That's right.
Like they're, yeah. And so, but other people are like, he sounds like an immature, you know, like 20-year-old who's rushing into things. But I'm,
no,
I hear you.
And, he's living.
Yeah.
He's living.
Yeah.
Do you know that men need to be married in their 50s and 60s or they die? That's
well, he's been married three times.
I know that because he knows he needs to be married.
Hmm. Yeah, he does
but he's
say
a
that
creative,
too.
He's a creative guy that wants to live in the world of reality.
Okay, I have confidence in what you say, and that like reassures me that to go in this direction. It feels scary,
well,
but I'm...
You're telling me that you love him, that he's nice to you. I mean, I don't hear he's a drunk. I don't hear he's a...
No.
I don't hear anything
bad. He doesn't
bad.
Drink. Okay, then with your... Having talked to you, I feel more. I every time I call you, I'm like, I keep jumping
you
off a little.
You know what God's will is? You know what God's
what's
will is?
To
you
get
want
go for everything
so bad,
you want. Yeah.
Go after it.
Yeah.
If reality stops you, that's God's will. If you stop you, you're a norepinephrine addict and used to pain.
I identify with that too, and I've been working on that by enjoying.
Have you read the book A Taste for Pain by Maria Arco?
No, that's on my
well,
reading
list. That's what
list.
It's all
reading,
about.
Yeah, I'm reading Wounded Woman and all the other ones.
Oh,
you
don't you love it? Yeah, don't you love
yeah.
it?
Yeah, they're all good. Everything no. you've recommended is great.
Well, it's
and your books
in
are
a
amazing.
Certain way. What?
And your books are awesome, too. And everything I learn from you is the best stuff that I'm learning.
Well, all I can say is I'm 85 years old and having a good time.
And you're helping the rest of us have a good time, too. That's what I
You're not
so
kidding.
Appreciate.
You're not kidding. Don't forget to read the book, The Truth About Men Will Set You Free, but first it'll piss you off.
I have not got that book, so I'm going to go order it right now after I get on the phone with you.
Oh, my.
Thank you so much. Thank you
so
much.
And caller.
Yeah.
Caller, to set up an appointment, go to info@drpatallen.com. Send a message to info@drpatallen.com, and you can set up a private appointment that way.
Okay. I've tried twice online, but I'll try again. So maybe I'm doing something
wrong. Yeah, just send an email,
email.
To info@drpatallen.com.
Okay. Thanks so much. Thank you, guys.
You
All
bet.
Right. I'm going to listen to this recording. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Dr. Pat, we have a question from one of our Facebook gentlemen, and he wants to know what you think of ghosting.
Ghosting is chicken men and women who don't have the courtesy to say, you know what, darling, I've dated you a couple of times and I just don't have the right chemistry and I don't want to lead you on and I don't want to use you. So I'm going to not call you again. That's the other side of ghosting.
He's saying this. I live with a person and I've had to go out of town to take care of my mother. The person that I live with won't answer my text messages or phone calls. I live in California with them and I'm currently out of the state. California is on fire and there's a fire near where we live, but they won't answer me. Like, they're ghosting me. What is the reason for this? Is this a punishment and a manipulation?
No, this one sounds like the person is punishing for a reality situation, fires and things that if you're... Let me say this. I once had a couple. They had three kids. He was a surgeon in an emergency ward. And you may have heard me tell the story, Kelly. And she was a housewife, and he paid for everything. And she, in a session, said, I want you home at 5 o'clock for dinner, or I'm divorcing you. And he said, but sometimes I have emergency surgeries. I don't care. I want you home for 5 o'clock dinner with our kids. You notice that? That's ghosting.
Very, very.
Nothing wrong with saying, honey, I know you miss me when you have dinner with the kids, but I'm really committed to helping people in emergencies. So if it's got to be your way, I don't want to stop being a doctor. So maybe we'll have to separate.
Right. Very interesting. And our Facebook fan is listening and saying, thank you, Dr. Allman. I think that you may have gotten to the crux of the problem. And that is a very strong possibility that I may have to separate with this person.
Well, that's life. You're either compatible or you're not. Chemistry, I can't do much about. Compatibility is how many times do I see you? How many times do I call you? What is our togetherness? What is our apartness? And last but not least, where are we going or staying in this relationship? Long-term goal.
Yeah, and it's interesting you were saying something about how now the committability of marriage and family seems to be taking a different turn.
They're going down. Courtships, they're not courting the way they used to. They're just falling in bed or off the couch or down, whatever. Anyway, the art of mating is not being practiced too well, except that I'm having a good time teaching people what I've learned from the animal world that seems to work for human beings.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if it's sort of the climate of things in the country right now with respect to the whole Me Too movement and men's reaction to it, which is quite fearful.
That's exactly right. It's like women are either too generous and then they get mad and punish men. But the truth of the matter is men like to have sex. And because of that, they very often beg, intimidate, and end up being punished almost as rapists because of their nature. So I'm trying to teach how to negotiate. You have a right to want what you want, and I have a right to say yes or no.
I agree. We have another gentleman sending us a question, and this is his question. I recently diagnosed with bladder cancer, and I have to have my bladder, my prostate, my ureters, and a kidney removed. I feel unmanned, and I don't know what to do about it. Will the prostate removal have an effect on my hormones? And how will I remain a masculine man?
Because you will go to a good urologist and you will either get certain techniques which assist your penis in creating a hard mass, or you will go to a sex specialist and you will learn how to exacerbate your sensual sexual skills, and or you may go to tantric yoga.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a yoga studio that knows where there's a tantra yoga specialist. Do you see?
So oh, I do.
There's help for everyone. There's help. And it can be very creative. What?
Right. So I love that. So life as a sexual being isn't over for this gentleman.
No, it's not. Being creative takes a teacher, and doctors, especially ones that are specialists in this sort of help, can help you become a good lover.
That's awesome. Well, at the top of our 5 o'clock hour, here we are. And I want to say, everyone, Dr. Allen does telephone appointments. They start as little or short as 15 minutes, and they go up to as long as you need. Dr. Allen has all kinds of specialized appointments, like, for example, scripting and self-esteem, using the tools, couples. It's pretty amazing. And if you are looking for a private phone appointment or a couple's phone appointment or a specialized appointment for dream analysis or self-esteem or life script, you can reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com and set that appointment up, which is incredible to be able to do with Dr. Allen. I love doing dreams, and I love doing scripts with her. It's the best. So much fun. And our website to pick up her wonderful book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, as well as many of our other products, is wantistore.com. I highly recommend you go there, surf around. You'll be glad that you did. Okay, Dr. Allen, we have another...
I want to add that for women, for example, if a woman meets a man who's large, penile-wise, she may have to have stretching techniques at the hands of a gynecologist so that she can handle it. You know, it's scary when I hear that a mature woman that hasn't had a lot of sex was literally raped because she said, go for it, do it, do it, do it. She said herself, not knowing that there was a better way to do it.
Right.
That would be more like foreplay and less like rape.
Oh, that's interesting, because we have one of our female Facebook saying this: Dr. Allen, have you heard of these new classes? They're called How to Keep Your Husband, and the teacher offers special sexual techniques. Is this something like you're asking about? They're listening to you live, and so they're asking questions live right now on our feed to me, and that's one of the questions. And it's kind of interesting because... I have heard about these classes, How to Keep Your Husband.
Yes.
Have you heard about
them? You see, do you understand that nature is very merciful to women without sex lives? It shuts down their dendrites. It shuts them down physically, sexually.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is you have to be brought back to flexibility. You have to be brought back by a professional, because very few horny men are into helping you become sexual when they're doing sex.
Right.
You see?
Yeah, this is an interesting concept of
no, it's not a concept, you know, it's a career. Talk to your urologist if you're a man.
Yeah, she's saying that she was feeling a lull in her marriage and that she felt like her husband was becoming disinterested in her sexually. And so she decided to take this class to see if she could figure out how to spice their love life and sex life and get back to good. And she says it's like we're teenagers again. We're making love all over the place. We are empty nesters, and perhaps we had fallen into a routine of having the kids, and now that they were off at college, we kind of didn't
That's
know what to
I
do.
That's what I just said. Your body, your woman will shut down. In fact, if a man stops being sexual, his body will shut down, and he and his woman will have to regenerate. We've got to think of the natural nature of human beings and help our bodies adjust to changes.
This is so cool. She's saying that where she was beginning to think that this was it. It was the end, and that they would end up finally drifting apart and probably in divorce, that their marriage has become completely revitalized.
Because they took care of their body. You know, there's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book by Gabor Maté, M-A-T-E, umlaut, When the Body Says No.
I love Gabor Maté.
When the body says no, you've got to go to work to wake the body up and get it back into flexibility and creativity and lovingness.
It's so amazing that
You know what's interesting? When we break an arm or a leg, we go to physical therapy.
Right.
When we get a divorce, we don't go to sexual therapy.
Right. Right.
When it's the same thing.
Yeah. It's an injury.
Yeah.
It's definitely an injury. So, yeah.
And it needs exercise, manipulation.
So neat. This is really cool. I love this. We have another woman who says that she's 52 and she's being pursued by we have a caller that just joined. Let's take our call. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
I have a question. I called you 3 weeks ago, and I talked to you about my boyfriend's daughter, who's 11 years old. And you gave me advice that I have to accept the fact that his daughter is priority. And she ranks above me. So, you know, thanks so much for your advice.
But what happened to me? Did you practice it?
Yes, you know, your advice had huge impact. You know, I thought you were right, absolutely right. So, you know, I have no problem with that. Yes, I feel much better now. I have no problem
with
that.
Very good. Do you have another problem I can magically cure?
Yes. So I have.
What's this one?
So, about 2 months ago, we had a conflict or argument about his daughter, right? That's why I called you 3 weeks ago. And
his brother?
No, his daughter.
Daughter.
His daughter.
The same daughter.
Yeah.
Yes,
same daughter. So, because in the beginning, it was very hard for me to, you know, to accept
that
she's priority. So,
well,
2 months
is
ago,
water. That's all I can say.
You are absolutely right. So, 2 months ago, we became emotionally distant after, you know, this argument. Then I traveled overseas for 3 weeks, and another travel 1 week for a business trip. So I was not able to see him for, you know, to have a conversation.
Yes, you
but
had
finally,
a space in your relationship.
Exactly, a space in relationship. So 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago, finally, I saw him. We had a conversation. He was going to take a trip to have a Supai Indian reservation in Arizona. They had the group had one extra permit, so I decided to go with them. I was thinking
good,
to make
good.
Up, you know, to
good.
Make up for that, you know, conflict or space.
And vulnerable. Passive,
yes.
Patient, and vulnerable.
Okay.
When his daughter's present, you come
uh-huh.
in second.
Yes. Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. I don't know why. Your advice had magical impact. So,
good.
But listen to this part. I think he holds on to resentment and has difficulty to let go. Because
about what? About what you said or did?
Yes, yeah, because, you know, honestly, I would, you know, I made a mistake too. I think I lost my temper, you know, 2 months ago about his daughter. I was a kind of, everything was killed off. I was not happy. 2 months ago, yeah, this happened 2 months ago.
I understand
ago, you know,
that, but that's just the beginning of healing. Anytime you insult a man, it's a minimum of 2 months of them thinking and feeling. I would strongly recommend another month of treating him nicely when he's dealing with his resentment at you.
Oh, so I didn't know about this fact. You know, I was surprised because I went, you know, to distribute an open heart to make up for things. But he was...
I got news for you. Is he right or left-handed?
He's right-handed.
Now I'm going to tell you. He has a smaller corpus callosum between mm-hmm. his feeling lobe, the right lobe, and his thinking lobe. Do you understand that men that are right-handed are either in their thinking lobe or their feeling lobe? But all left-handed men, all ambidextrous men, all biologically gay men are built like women in their brain because they have a large corpus callosum that can blend their thoughts and feelings together. I strongly recommend that you speak lovingly to his right lobe. Pet him,
mm-hmm.
bring him a cup of coffee, love him. He's stuck in his left lobe.
Yeah, he's very physical. He loves physical touch. I know that.
I understand that, but I'm telling you, he loves physical touch because he spends, is he a successful businessman?
He is. He's very smart. He's very
Let
smart.
Let me put it this way. He spends too much time in his left lobe. His left lobe mm-hmm. is all thinking, all judgment, all logic. I want you to cuddle him, snuggle him into his right lobe so he can melt with you again.
Oh, okay. So, but I
That's,
didn't finish.
Now, I'm giving you a physical description of what his brain is doing.
Yes.
So pay attention
okay.
to me and do it.
So I will, definitely. But during
Good.
The trip, there was a girl. Like, I'm, by the way, I'm 49, he's 46.
There was a girl
who was 32 years old, very flirtatious. And
she's his daughter.
No, no, daughter? I mean, his daughter is 11 years old, but this
yeah,
girl was 32.
Right.
So what, she was flirting a lot with him. Yeah, 32. She was flirting a lot with him. And basically during this trip, he, most of his attention was to this girl. So I would say I was ignored most of the time. And I shut down because I saw the way he was flirting back with this girl. So
I got news for you.
Yeah.
You have a successful, smart man who spends too much time in his logical left lobe. And if you don't seduce him out of his left lobe into his right lobe, you're going to be alone. And then you won't have to worry about him, his daughter, or me. I strongly recommend that you be a good little animal and help him love himself out of his left lobe into his loving lobe so he can play with you again.
Okay. Yeah.
Will you
but
do
I
that?
Was hurt, you know. I will do it, but I was hurt. I thought he was doing
You're doing what?
Passive aggressive. I think he was being passive aggressive during this time. Why did he flirt back?
He's mad at you for being rude to him about his daughter. He's mad at you for being rude to him about his blood daughter. I told you that last time.
Yeah. So how long does it take for him to get out of his anger? 3 months?
How about we give him the month of November? Let's see what happens.
Okay. Okay.
Will you do that?
Yes, yes. So you want me to be more loving, act love more loving.
Loving, cuddle him, snuggle him, pet him, bring him a cup of tea, whatever. I want you, he's a maturing man and he needs TLC because you hurt his feelings.
I did.
Well, then make up to him, please.
Okay, and for future. So whenever this kind of things happen, or how can I prevent this kind of?
I'll tell you why. Raise your right hand. Raise your right hand. I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect my boyfriend.
To respect my boyfriend.
Even when I think I'm smarter and could do it better. Furthermore, I promise
to watch my talking
so I don't hurt his feelings.
So I don't hurt his feelings.
Unless I have to call the police. A doctor. Or a lawyer. To sue him. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want you to remember that as men age, they become more women-like. And when women age, they become more masculine. There are 15 old ladies to every one old man.
Yeah, okay.
Will you please cherish his feelings and make up to him for being rude to him about his beloved daughter?
I will be. I promise. Yeah.
And call back if you need me again. Got it?
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your advice. Bye.
I appreciate your call.
Thank you, caller.
Bye.
All right. Blended families is saying that. Oh, we have another caller. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen. So,
hi.
So I'd called you a couple of weeks ago because I wanted to end things with a man, and I did that, and that went well. And so you had suggested, this was a long time back, that I read the book about women that attract psychopaths.
Oh, yes.
Right. Women, and so, yes. Or women who fall in love with psychopaths, that's the book.
Yes. Right.
So that's one thing you had told me. And then another thing, almost 2 years ago now, you had told me that I have the addiction to pain. And so I
yes,
can see how.
There's a book about that, A Taste for Pain by Maria Marcos, which goes from Women's Lib all the way up to today. And it's for women that were raised painfully under the age of 5 to such a degree that pleasure scares them because they're afraid somebody's going to take it away, so they throw it away. These are women who get lost on the way to a party, who lose presents that people give them, who ruin deals right and left because they get scared of pleasure. Are you a norepinephrine addict?
Yes. Yes. It took me a while to accept it, and I don't think I heard it, or I heard it, but it didn't sink in when you told me until, you know, I've dated now. Or I've been in relationship now for the past year and a half with men.
You're in a relationship with a man?
No, I have been in relationship. I'm not in a relationship right now.
You're not in one right now.
Right. So I've been in relationships with narcissistic, almost really borderline psychopathic men, which, you know, has been quite painful, which I guess is part
of. I understand that. Was your dad a borderline?
Yeah, now that I'm reading the book, I mean, we had always thought that he was not quite right, but now that I read the book, it's like, oh my gosh, yeah.
What book are you reading?
Women Who Fall in Love with Psychopaths.
Okay. Yep, that's right. Okay. There's another one, and it's called Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard, and it's about the impact of a father on his daughter.
Okay, I can look into that one as well.
These are all books. I'm just proving that this is not just Pat Allen. This is people who are scientists that are studying the nature of man and woman. And I like science instead of philosophy and religion and all those fancy things. I mean, I love religion and that, but I like science.
I do too. So reading that book and then looking at my past experience, now that I'm taking a break from dating, I feel like I'm almost scared because I feel like I've been attracting men who are like that and actually keeping them.
I understand
So anyway,
I suggest that you do everything except intercourse and then call me or somebody like me near you to talk about whether the man you're dating is psychopathic or not. Do you understand?
So that's which is why I called today. So a man met me, and he called me, and so during the call, there are things that he was saying that sounded almost identical to what one of the narcissists I've dated in the past.
I got it. Would you please repeat it?
Right. So the way we met was through a speed dating event.
And yes, so I know speed dating. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so we both matched. He contacted me and then he gave me a call. So during the call, he mentioned that, you know, anybody in that speed dating was not worth my time. He was the only one who I should be concentrating on. Nobody knows me like he knows me. And I'm thinking, well, we only met for 6 minutes. So
I understand that. What I'm hearing, though, is he's definitely, I don't know if he's a psychopath, but I know he's a narcissist. He wants respect and cherishing, but I haven't heard anything as serious yet about psychopath. Now, remember, there's psychopaths and sociopaths. Do you know the difference?
No.
Sociopaths snuggle up to you because of your family, your wealth, your position in reality. They want to be with you while you make it to the top. Do you understand that? That's sociopaths. Yeah. They're users. Psychopaths try to break you down. If you've watched the movie, when I think of psychopaths, Ingrid Bergman and Charles Laughton, it's a movie about psychopaths, which shows that a psychopath tries to drive you into believing you're crazy.
I see.
And yeah, then he will live with you, use you, steal from you, whatever. So
or like there's two gaslighting. Kinds.
What?
Are you saying like gaslighting?
I didn't hear that word.
Gaslighting?
Yeah.
I can't hear you because two of you are saying it. Somebody say it once. What's the name of it?
The movie Gaslight. Gaslight.
That doesn't sound like the title. Ingrid Bergman?
Let me double check.
Oh, for God's sake, it's Gaslight.
Yeah,
you're absolutely Gaslight. Right. You're absolutely, thank you so much. Remember, yeah. Age only helps wine and cheese. So there, okay. That's Gaslight. Gaslight is a perfect movie about psychopaths. But sociopaths are users.
I see.
They're with you to get what you've got without earning it.
Okay. So I guess what I'm feeling more sensitive to is, you know, the book was mentioning that people have, you know, a couple of these disorders together. Like, you know, maybe they might be narcissists. Has the psychopath or the borderline antisocial.
Totally, yes.
And so when he, you know, when he called and he's saying all these things, and at the time, you know, I was still reacting in my old way. It's until the next morning I was like, wait a minute, that wasn't right. So he asked if we could go on a date on Saturday. And I guess I'm feeling almost scared to go out with somebody who I guess I felt already is showing this.
But you have no proof. It takes at least 9 months, to identify a pathology as serious. And I would think in your case, because you have somewhat of an addiction to them, that you would have a therapist either on the radio or in your neighborhood that you could talk to about the symptoms. But don't avoid people because they've got a screw loose, because we've all got screw loose.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just scary because I'm just like, I can't believe I've been attracting men that are identical to my father. You know, and I know
I got news for you. Welcome to the world and the human race. That's what we're all doing.
Okay.
But so you're becoming conscious, so that's what's going to save you, and you're going to have, but you've got to be willing to date at least three times a person, and they have to do something that flags you loud and clear, and don't drink on dates.
Yes. Yep. Yep. That I have learned from you. Yeah. Because that was another.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Okay. Well, I kind of messed this one up because he sent me a text and
luckily
I ignored
it. Luckily, there are more than one on the planet. So I want you to practice three dates with each of them and see what your gut instinct tells you, and then speak to me or somebody like me about symptoms and signs and things. Okay?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I will. Thanks, Pat.
Good girl. Good girl.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome. Thank you, caller. Yeah, lay people are hardly qualified to, you know, do a DSM-5, but I think there's definitely signs that you can look for. And like you said, after those three dates, if there's a level of discomfort, then. But
hello.
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. This is like an update follow up with Dr. Allen. I had called.
Oh, follow up. I love follow ups.
I had called about two, three weeks ago, and I am 56 years old.
Okay. Are you menopausal, perimenopausal, or finished?
And I have been seeing a 31-year-old man who is married.
Oh, my goodness. I don't see anything wrong with age differences. It doesn't matter how many times you've gone around the sun. It matters if you're chemical, if you're compatible in lifestyles, and if you're going to the same place, marriage or mating or business or whatever you're going for. So are you in a relationship with this 31-year-old?
So he's a 31-year-old married man with kids.
Oh, he's married.
And when I had called.
Are you a mistress?
Yes, I'm his mistress. And when I had called Dr. Allen, you told me to tell him, if he contacts me again, that I'm looking to be married to somebody. And so I do not want to see, or I cannot see you, or, you know, smell you, basically. And so So he contacted me again 3.5 weeks after I had last heard from him.
He wants his mistress.
So he, in his message, he said he misses me. I have not responded. And the reason I'm calling you is I am conflicted.
Of course you're conflicted. Your body says, I don't care if you like him or don't like him. We like him. That's all
and
the cells
I feel,
in your body.
Well, and I'm also feeling emotionally attached to him.
Honey,
so,
you're starting to bond. Bond.
Yeah.
Your pituitary is producing oxytocin, which is super glue at the short hair site.
So I don't know whether to respond.
That?
I'm sorry.
Do
say
you
that
want
again?
To be a mistress? Do you want to be a mistress?
No, ultimately, I do not want to be a mistress.
How old are
so
you?
So I guess I'm 56. I will
so
be 57
do you want
in
to give the
December.
2 to 5 years? How much time do you want to give this guy?
Well, I have been. I've been with him off and on for like 3 years now.
So you're already done the 3 years. 3 years is a standard normal. One is attraction and acquisition, then enjoy, and then get angry. You're starting to enter your angry period, are you not?
I'm sorry, can you say that again, please?
You're starting to get angry at your job of mistress.
Yes, I guess I am. I don't want to be a mistress because I feel, you know, it's lonely.
I got news for you. Is 5 minutes with him worth a year with somebody else?
I'm not with anybody else. It's just him.
I know that, but is that the case? Are you bonded enough to make 5 minutes valuable?
Yes.
Then that's why you're a mistress. Mistresses just get to see their lovers periodically. If you want to start all over again and not be a mistress, it's time for you not to taste him, touch him, smell him, see him, and hear him. It's not unusual for anybody to have an affair of 3 years. 3 years. You are now getting bored and angry. You are now going to ruin the relationship with him with your boredom and your anger. So do you want to stop being his mistress and start over with somebody else? Hopefully not a married man.
Well, I guess I can put the ball on his side and just tell him what, or ask him what it is that he, I mean, if he's going to do anything different or not.
Why would he do anything different? He has a wife and he has you.
Wow. Yeah, I guess he's got everything good for him going on right now.
That's right. Do you want to be a mistress anymore?
No, I don't want to.
Then would you please not smell him again and only answer his calls, texts, emails, and say no more mistress? Either that or be a mistress for the rest of your life.
Dr. Allen, can you give me the wording that I would say to him?
You would say, honey, I want to talk to you about us. Is it convenient now or when? What would he say?
Mm-hmm.
What would he say?
He'll probably say now.
Yes, he might say yes.
Yes.
Okay, I have loved being with you for 3 years, but I don't like being a mistress. It's too lonely in between visits. So unless you get divorced and marry me, or at least be my man, I'm not going to see you anymore. I'll answer phone calls, texts, emails, but I won't smell you anymore because I'm in love with you. And it makes me stay in love with you, and I don't want to unless you're divorced.
Wow, that's okay. All right. In case he does say, no, it's not a good time, how would I follow up with that?
He would say, I'm not going to have intercourse with you until you listen to what I have to say.
Okay. So I will not, even if he asks to meet with him, I will just continue to just respond to his text or calls, but not meet him.
Yes.
Okay.
Not be with him because your body belongs to him. You're married to him now. He's got two wives.
Yeah.
And this is your life you're spending. And I'm not judging you for being a mistress, but you better want to be one or it's going to be nasty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
3 years is pretty much an affair run out. That's what I've found. 3 years. Acquisition, enjoy, boring. Third year.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Dr. Allen. Appreciate it. Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way to know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Amen to that. We love you guys. We'll be back next week. Be with us. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.